This is KE2GDQ, listening for any calls.
KE2GDQ, this is K2BCD. Good morning there, Brad.
Good morning there, Travis. And it's Friday. That's got to be a good feeling.
It sure is. I will take the weekend. I am ready for it. It won't be exactly as planned. One little thing changed, but it should still be a nice weekend. I don't have anything really pressing that I want to do, and I don't want to, forget about Valentine's Day. I guess my focus is on just Lynn and I this weekend and going to a play on Sunday, which is all good stuff. I probably won't be doing any radio play this weekend. Probably very little computer time. That's all. But yeah, I'm ready for the weekend, and hopefully it's a nice one. Should be reasonably warm too, I think.
Yeah, this weekend we've got the grandkids starting today around noon. We'll have them through at least noon on Sunday. So there won't be much time for this type of radio play, but I am going to have the kids bring their FRS radios and see if we can't play in the house a little bit, because they've got an FRS, and I bought two Bofang FRSs, so I can play along with them, and we'll see how that goes.
Oh, now that does sound like fun. Actually, it does. That is cool. We haven't had much fun playing on FRS in quite some time. Probably since, actually it was when we were kayaking. Because I have the floating FRS radios for when we go kayaking, but we normally don't take them. But we did take them out when there was a good-sized group of us, and in the group were a couple kids. They were each in tandem kayaks. Each with one of their parents, and they were the navigators, the communicators within each of their vessels, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can see if I can. The last time we tried it, the youngest one, Theodore, obviously he had a hard time getting it, but that was several months ago, and he might be able to get it now. Adeline, being seven. She's good. She picked it up quick. So we'll see how the Edison and Eliana do this weekend too. So it might be kind of fun.
Yeah, sometimes the coordination of pressing the button and talking in the right sequence and or pressing the button at all can be tricky. Either hitting the right spot or pressing it hard enough. Look at Ross the other day when it was cold out. He had trouble pressing his microphone.
Yeah, that is true. So it'll be interesting to see how things go this week. It should be fine.
So did you have a chance to put that connector on that Yagi?
Yes, I did, and it did work. I was able to. Now I was down in the basement. I didn't get a chance to get outside. But I was able to pick up one of the repeaters. It seemed to come in pretty strong. And I'm waiting. I got to have to get with you and Ross to see if I can bring the antenna, and we can do an SWR on it.
Yes, we can absolutely do that. I have a high level of confidence that it should be fine for that radio. And so long as you didn't short it out, you're probably okay to transmit. But we most certainly can put a meter on there because we want to know, right?
Exactly. I definitely want to know. I don't if it was shorted, I don't think I would have gotten anything. But I'll double check that today.
Yeah, I should have brought my. My meter with me today. I could have dropped that off.
Well, I appreciate that. I would like to do it with you, just so that I don't screw anything up and see how it's done.
Absolutely. Yeah, at least the Estegard meter I have is a little tricky because of the buttons. It's not very intuitive. I do have the manual, but we can definitely go through it and sweep the band of interest, which I would assume is 2 meters considering that cut length.
Yeah, this antenna is definitely built for 2 meters. And then I found some plans to build a 770-meter one. The plans actually show it mounted together, so I want to potentially do that.
In fact, right before you said that, I was going to ask you if it was a 90-degree shift in polarization on the same mount.
It looked like they were both same polarization. It didn't look like there was a 90-degree shift.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm curious to see how that works out. But, yeah, we can definitely coordinate to get that antenna checked out. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have to see how I survive the weekend. It feels like I'm starting to come down with a cold just in time, which would be great. So we'll have to see how I survive the weekend, and then we can talk on Monday morning.
Okay, I like that plan. Yeah, it's unfortunate that you're starting to feel that. We were talking to Ken. I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Ken, but his wife is sick, and apparently their grandchild, who goes to daycare, got it first, and now Sandy has it, so... Yeah, there's something making its way around right now. All right, this is K2PCB. I will pause and see if anyone else wants to jump in.
KT2NVM, good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all today? Had a little bit of fun yesterday, so we had a wrestling tournament called Sectionals. She lost the match. She had a bye in the next round, and then she lost her match, so she... done. Her wrestling career this year is over with, but the coach asked that she goes to practice today and tomorrow simply to help another girl who won her matches yesterday and go from there. So that's exciting. Managed to get out of there and go to the club about 8:30, so there's only like 8 people in the club, and it's kind of nice just hanging out. Then I had to go pick Zoe up and bring her home and go to bed. I managed to take one of the antennas off the console, and now I'm running Wi-Fi on the little card that's inside. That's a part of the upgrade, and now I don't have the drivers for it. So I left everything at home, so I'm not tempted to play with it at work and go from there. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. KC2PED. And Travis, I heard your comment on the performance of my microphone talking coordination. Sorry. Actually, I did order that microphone. So I see how that one works. Hopefully that one even sounds a little better than this one. But good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning there, Ross. I don't know if you heard the beginning of that. We were talking about Brad's grandkids grasping the... you know, the arts of talking on the FRS radios and getting the button pressed right in timing with your talking, and then being able to press the button in general is what started that. So, yeah, I thought that was a funny correlation. And good morning. But, yeah, you sound good now. So, so far that mic's still hanging on, but like you say, it's not long for this world. And maybe it'll even be easier to push.
Oh, yeah, I'm a comment to Brad, and Evelyn took a while to coordinate that. It seems like they just sit there, put up to their mouth and talk. They don't know that you're pushing that button. It's kind of funny how they eventually, Evelyn got it about maybe a year or two ago. She finally kind of realized, oh, I have to push the button first, then talk. But, yeah, it is tricky for them at first.
Yeah, I think the the production team probably should have done some training, some real life training for the actors in Smokey and the Bandit. What the heck is that guy's name? Plays the cop. Many times he picks up that microphone and never presses the push the talk button.
That'd be Jackie Gleason.
Yes, Jackie Gleason. I don't know if you guys caught on to that, but that irritated me every time I had seen that. And what was the other movie? Oh, the one with Reba McEntire. I don't think it was Critters. Was it Critters? It might have been. With those things underground. And they're talking on TV radio that's unpowered and no antenna.
That would be Tremors.
Good thing you're in there this morning, Jeff. I better clear out this dust before I get in there this morning. Good morning, good morning.
I also recall once I was smoking the Bandit, I remember him tuning up keying in Mike, I think it was a trucker guy, and they were showing him still little bits on the radio. You didn't see the S meter go up at all. So I thought that was another one that was funny.
You radio guys sound like me during a gun movie. That gun doesn't hold that many bullets, or that reload didn't work right, or all that. My wife's like, just stop.
Yeah, Jeff, Karen's the same way. I'll be watching a movie and I'll say, oh, that's a 1911 or that's a Glock or why does that semi-automatic sound like they're cocking a revolver? And she tells me, just go away, stop.
You know, speaking of movies, there were two movies that I enjoyed. One was quite a while ago, and it's called Frequency. Dennis Quaid. That was decent, I think, for its time. Pretty good movie if you haven't seen it. And then there's another TV series. I think there were two seasons called Frequency. Same name. That was kind of interesting. And actually, I enjoyed it quite a bit. But both radio related. If you've seen one and you haven't seen the other, yeah, check it out. One's a series. Like I said, two seasons, I think, and the other one was just a movie, but both called Frequency.
Frequency with Dennis Quaid was about solar flares and talking to his dad in the past?
That's the one.
Never heard of it.
I remember watching that movie.
The other one.
I thought it was okay.
It is about
you know, I knew a little bit about radio just from being
radio.
Doing TV
kind of
stuff
similar,
when I was in high school.
Different where you can enjoy them both independently.
Yeah, I should go back and watch that.
Wow, I've never seen or heard two people jump in on the same time frame. You guys stepped on each other.
Well, I think since we're talking about frequency, that was the intent.
Exactly, Travis. That was perfectly timed.
Yeah, so speaking of Valentine's Day and movies, we were going to catch a movie this weekend, but the movie we were thinking about is getting less and less good reviews, so we're talking about scratching that either altogether or for something different. So we'll see. And I might have to transport a snowblower from one house to another this weekend, but... that'll depend if Kevin can get that fixed or not. All right, I've got 6:45, so I am going to skedaddle. And have fun playing radio this weekend, Brad. And we'll talk to you soon. And I'll see you guys, the rest of you guys, on the inside. This is K2PCD. I'm Claire.
Brad, I'm going to be going through membership applications. I saw one with your name on it. Are you still interested in a membership at Blaisdell Rock Gun Club?
Yes, I am.
Okie dokie. I will proceed forward with you for certain. And that is my time to vacate the automobile and go to work.
73's to you, Jeff. Have a great day at work, best you can. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Hey, how you doing there, Ross?
Well, it's Friday, so that's pretty good. Yeah, even better Valentine's Day coming. I got all my stuff. Taking my my daughter and my wife to Aloha Crab. For crab. Of course, I'm a seafood person, and that's going to be very boring for me. And I will probably have a little, I don't even have much. I think last time I had like a little chicken wrap sandwich or something, something small. And some fries. That was it. And I was done in like 20 minutes, and they were, my wife, the last time I took her there, she chowed down for like an hour. Took her out on to eat and all that crab, and she got like a shrimp slash crab slash, I think it had some corn and stuff in it. And they cook it all, it's weird, they cook it in like a bag. But she says, you know, and then they put the butter and everything in there, she says it's really good. But, yeah, I've, other than outside of fish fry, I do not eat seafood, anything else than that.
That does sound really good. I do like seafood. The only thing I don't really like is octopus. It just, squid I'll eat in certain forms, clams, oysters, crab, yeah, scallops, shrimp, lobster. Oh, yeah. I definitely like that stuff.
Oh, squid is interesting. I never had squid before. I did try octopus. I did not like it either. It was a milly taste. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you last time I even tried a shrimp. I even once in a while, now that I'm getting older, I thought my taste would change. But it's still the same. It's a very tasty, fishy smell, taste to me. I can't get past the taste that it presents to me. So I'm, like I said, fish fry I could do. I think the batter kind of hides that fish taste. But no big deal. It's one of the things I could never get used to.
No, I understand that. I can totally understand that. There are certain things that I just, well, like coffee. I love the smell of it. Can't stand the taste. Hey, by the way, I was out your way on Wednesday. And I found your tower, and it was difficult to see that tower. It blends in very well with your trees.
Yeah, that's exactly why I painted green. It does blend in very well. Before it was silver, and it did stick out like a sore thumb. It's got that silver, I don't know what it was. It's like a weatherproof painting. But I went and got some Rust-Oleum exterior. And then that's like Hunter Green, and then it does blend in very well. It works really good. What are you doing out my way? Are you going out to the gun club?
I went to my friend Tom S.'s house, and he lives right there on the corner of Blossom, and picked him up, and we went to Lenny Castrino's house to help him move some firewood into the house.
Oh, yeah, I know Tom. Speaking of Lenny, how's Lenny doing? This next time you see him, tell him I say hi, and how's he doing?
I will definitely tell him you said hi. Let's see, he's 84, 85, something like that. His knees are giving him some problems, so he's slowing down on his walking a little bit. He did get one of those Acorn lift chairs that goes down the stairs to the basement so he can stoke his stove. Other than that, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing real good. If he's doing all that at 84, that's impressive. I look at my wife's grandmother. She's 103, and she's still mobile, which shocks me. I want to see where her fountain of youth is.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to know that, too. 103, that's awesome. That's the one thing that I hope for, is that as I grow older, that I can still keep my mobility to get up and around and do what I need to be doing. I may not be able to lift anything heavy, but be able to get out of bed and to walk to the bathroom.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I look at my parents, and they're still mobile. They're in their 70s, but, yeah, I don't know how what's going to be in store for us. Hopefully, they're still mobile and doing the things that they normally do. Let's say, put it that way. I hope I'm that way, too. I don't know. That seems like the older I'm getting, luckily my daughter, I think, is keeping me moving as good as I am at 49. She's definitely fun to play with, and like I said, I think me playing with her and keeping me flexible and still, you know, kind of athletic, like, to play around with her, ride bikes and play baseball and stuff like that.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. I think the grandkids are doing that to me. You know, because I take them to the playground during decent weather. Well, even sometimes in the winter. You know, we go sledding at their property. We play in the snow. You know, we throw the football around. Yeah, I think it does. It helps keep you moving.
Yeah, now that you mentioned sledding, maybe I might take my daughter this weekend sledding. That may be the last one. It's supposed to be 40s next week, so that might erase all the sledding opportunities that we get for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I was looking ahead to Saturday. Looks so pretty, I won't say warm, but in the mid-30s. So to take the kids outside and play in the snow should be good. Yeah, because we have the kids this weekend. Play out in the snow. I'd like to take them sledding, but I don't think it's going to work out this weekend.
Well, the most important thing is that you're there for me to play with them and, enjoy them. My dad enjoys my daughter still. So, enjoy them. I'm sure your daughter appreciates it when you take them, so. A nice little break for them. So, Brad, I gotta get back in there, finish my Friday. Hopefully, I'm working on my node, my backup node, the backup radio and the node at work. It's the only place I can really work on it. When I'm at home, I don't have time to work on that stuff. So, hopefully, I can get that up running in today. It looks promising. Then maybe I could slap the radio on. So no radio that's playing now, and I can do some work on that one that keeps giving me fits every now and then. So hopefully that works out. I'll say 7 series with you, Brad. So KD2GDQ, this is KC2PET. You have a great weekend. Have fun with your grandkids, and I will talk to you on Monday.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ, 73s. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your time with your wife and daughter. I'm sure it'll be good. And we will talk to you on Monday. And we're clear.